Can you trust someone in a kilt at an antique store? Well, I would have said, yeah, I wouldn't even think about it.
I would trust them the most.
Yeah. But not all people in kilts are created equal after, as the news called this, a disturbing discovery in Houston.
I just was really in shock. I just didn't know what to say or think.
Right now at 6, a bizarre story at a local antique gallery. A man wearing a kilt is caught on surveillance video placing antique.
That's like cargo pants quilt or skirt, I meant.
Kilt.
Yeah, kilt.
That doesn't look like a kilt.
He's got a cargo kilt. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So many pockets for stealing.
Also, that guy really wants to let things breathe. I see your shoulders with the tank top. You're wearing a kilt.
This guy looks like the lead singer of Disturbed.
He does. Placing antique items under his kilt, then putting them back on the shelves.
You're going to find out he's down with sticking this.
Oh,
he's not
damn.
Stealing them. He's rubbing up against them.
Get up. He's down with the stickness.
Oh.
Mm. Good evening, and thank you for joining us. I'm Keith Garvin.
And I'm Candace Burns. Daniela Guzman is off tonight. Daniela. This incident happened in spring at the Antique Gallery of Houston.
KPRC2's Corley Peel joins us live from there with what she's learned about this incident. Corley.
Yeah, we want to warn you that these videos are disturbing, and store managers and employees tell us that this same man has been accused of doing the same thing at other antique shops in the area. But employees here at Antique Gallery say he didn't buy or steal anything, but they're hoping he'll be caught.
I just love to rub my penis up against things that smell like my grandparents.
I just like the idea somebody buys things that when they're thrifting that have touched me.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever touched dust with your genitals?
Today in Houston, Vin Diesel gets a utilikilt.
Cameras capture this man in a kilt looking around an antique booth. He grabs an item off a shelf. He's then seen walking behind a birdcage.
Boy, this guy doesn't know if he's a pathetic beachgoer, a Scottish person, or an old man who has an old Corvette.
Right?
With
those
white
shoes.
With
the white New Balances.
He appears to put the item under his kilt before putting it back on a shelf.
Now, he didn't put that in the front.
Nope. It was more of a backdoor antique.
Number one, I was disgusted.
Susan Golden is the manager.
But also intrigued.
You're at Antique Gallery. She says the bizarre incident happened on Thursday.
So how did you find out about what he was doing?
Well, everything stunk.
I routinely lick my inventory.
Gross, even without
like
the butt stuff.
Our antiques went from smelling like your grandma's underwear to your grandpa's underwear.
That night, one of the dealers sent me a video that she had from a camera in her own booth.
Is this a skid mark on my Pyrex?
In her own booth.
The dealers are able to keep an eye on their booths through a store Wi-Fi account where they can access their cameras at all times. Another camera shows a woman walking into a booth. The man comes up to her, whispers in her ear, then leaves. He appears to grab another item off a shelf and puts it under his kilt, once again returning the item.
Wow, what a creep.
He is getting up in between them butt cheeks.
Yeah, I was just trying to sell my Victorian death painting, and now there's poop on it.
Has you seen that man or woman in here before?
I think they've been in here before. The employees recognized them and said they were just, you know, the guy was really nice and she was nice, and they just shopped around for a few hours.
More cameras capture the man.
Oh, a few hours. That's a red flag
right
there. Wow,
yeah, it is. Doesn't take that long to go through and see if they've got the grimace glass you're looking for.
Yeah, they are using the term antiques very loosely here.
This is an
indoor flea market.
Yeah, it is.
There's places like this all over. I've been to one here where they have different things set up, and you go to one booth and it's like, yeah, it's antiques. And the next one is like neon garbage that they no longer are allowed to sell in front of a Blockbuster building that's been abandoned.
There's too much Budweiser and O'Doul's merchandise here to be considered antique.
Maybe this guy preserves the identity of a true antique, and so he's just sticking non-antiques in his butt.
Maybe.
I mean, could be, yeah.
Capture the man repeating the disturbing acts.
What did they do?
Oh, he was doing like a, he was doing a full on.
Yeah, he's squeaking it up in
there.
Yeah. With those products.
They threw them away, mostly.
Golden Hopes, the mostly. Man.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't. That is a lie.
Unless they were worth more than a dollar. Yeah. And then we spritzed them.
What do you mean? What did they do with them? The same thing they done with all this junk. Just put it on a shelf and tag a $5 bill to it or $5 price.
Yeah, true antique. To wipe those down. Never throws out their treasures. Yeah.
Right?
Doesn't come back.
And the manager tells us that the antique dealers have sterilized their booths. Police are involved and they are investigating this case as criminal mischief. If you recognize that man or woman in those videos.
I mean, somebody recognizes him.
It's
not exactly a common look.
No, that
you know, the
Mr.
Clean
out.
Antique creep.
Did you also notice that she asked if you notice or know that man or that woman or recognize him? But that woman, they blurred out.
Yeah, why did
if
they
you
do that?
You recognize this blurred image.
Do you recognize
that's a good point.
Do you recognize yeah. round blurry with burlap yeah. on? That's your grandma.
You're asked to call police. Reporting live from Spring, Coralie Peel, KPRC 2 News.
Thank you, Coralie.
That's gross. Mm-hmm. Do you think that was a revenge move? Like he's mad at someone? Or
who
is
knows?
It a pervert move?
Pervert.
Yeah,
pervert.
Yeah, you think pervert? Just, yeah, yeah, he just gets off on it.
Yeah, based on a sleeveless shirt, for sure.
Yeah, that whole outfit suggests a total deviant creep.
Alex says, if you wear a tank top and a utility kilt, a term I've just learned,
yeah,
you're a creep.
Absolutely.
Anyone want to disagree?
With soft-looking arms like that, you don't show that off.
So you think it's a creep. If he had a gun show, you'd be okay with it?
That's the only time it's acceptable to wear a tank top.
If you're going
to
be dressed like that, you better be carrying a giant log or a big cement ball or something else in a Power Man contest.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Some sort of lumberjack thing.
Yeah. That guy's BMI was terrible.